And you're tuned to Alive 90.5. It's 19 minutes to 7 o'clock and the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord team have arrived in the studio and they'll be kicking off from 7 p.m. But I'm crossing again now to Darren, who's out there at Ronald McDonald House.
We are, and thank you very much, Karen McGay, and for doing some overtime this afternoon and learning the ropes there with Dom as well. And say a good hi to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord crew, and thank you for allowing us to intrude 1 hour into their show tonight, all in cause, in a great cause here. And I've got with myself here Lee Hannaford, who's a member of Alive 90.5 and joined the team this afternoon to take part of this experience. Lee, can you tell me what it's been like here this afternoon to be part of this Meals from the Heart?
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, I guess you could say, being involved and helping to serve meals to very deserving families with what they're going through, and also actually seeing this wonderful Ronald McDonald House and that it is there for the community when they need it, all the support, and it makes you also feel very humble, I think. And it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And a nice note that with us now is Cameron Cortazzo from the sports team as well, and trainee presenter getting his P's. But I think, aren't you on a duty of cleanup, or you just snuck out for a little bit?
No, I snuck out to skip cleanup. I've been cooking fries cooking the chicken all day behind the oil, so I'm taking a well-deserved break. I'd like to self-appoint it.
Well, thank you very much for your assistance here this afternoon. Now, back to you, Lee. I understand that you're keen to even volunteer here finding out what happens here at this 60-bed, which is basically a family hotel.
It is. It really is. But I would be very happy to come back and do some volunteer work.
Can you describe a bit for our listeners what you learnt today about volunteering here at Ronald McDonald House?
Well, I just feel that you're giving to Ronald McDonald House, to the families, and if in some small way you can make their day a little brighter, happier, by supporting them.
This evening I was talking through to a volunteer, Pramod, and his duty tonight is from 6 to 6 a.m., I think. He's the duty manager volunteer, and I said, does that mean you don't sleep? He said, no, you can take a nap, but he's on the alert button. So if someone needs to come to the reception at 2 o'clock in the morning whatever reason, he's there. And that's the sort of volunteer effort that we see happening here at Ronald McDonald House.
And I'm a bit of a night owl, so I'd be quite happy to volunteer in the evening as well. I believe they need...
Well, you might be able to there and have a cup of tea with Pramod at midnight.
Maybe.
And, and Cameron, any parting thoughts about your experience here this afternoon?
Oh, just if anyone wants to do something that's you know, worthwhile and feels really amazing to do, then definitely reach out to how you can volunteer for Meals from the Heart. So it's incredible. I'm going to come back and do it a couple of times as well.
That's fantastic. Karen McGay, is Dom there still with you?
Yes, he is.
Certainly am.
Dom, and I must say a big thanks to you. And sorry, we're about to have our dinner. And I wish I could keep some for you and Karen McGay, but it may just go down as a second for me as well.
Well, I reckon that's a little white lie, mate.
Yeah, I don't believe him either.
As if they did.
You've got to come back into the studio. We'll get you.
Oh, you will.
We'll get you back.
You want us to eat seconds for you, is that what you said?
Yes.
And thirds and fourths, mate. I'm sure you'd fix.
Okay, we'll do that.
I heard Andrew can cook, so he can come and cook for me.
That's right. So we'll cross back one more time before this evening's out. And thanks again, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Darren.